In 1981, President Ronald Reagan came to Washington promising a leaner, meaner government, as in smaller budgets and fewer regulations. To pull this off at the Environmental Protection Agency, he appointed a conservative lawmaker from Colorado to run the EPA. Her name, Ann Gorsuch. Quickly, she found pushback in D.C. from people, including her own employees. And a year later, in 1982, Reagan tapped another ideologue to run toxic waste cleanup at the EPA. And wouldn't you know it, she ran into the resistance movement, too.
This is Rita. Can I help you?
You've probably never heard of Rita Lavelle. I had not. But in the early years of the Reagan administration, Rita Lavelle found herself in the eye of a Washington storm over toxic chemicals in our neighborhoods, over poison in our water, and regulators getting cozy with polluters. And this ended up being the first big scandal of the Reagan administration. And spoiler alert, Rita Lavelle would end up paying for it. Since then, in the last 40 years, she has hardly talked about this. But thanks to my colleague, Grace Tatter, Rita Lavelle talked to us. And it turns out she has a lot to say, including about Superfund. That's a law to clean up hazardous waste and make corporate polluters pay. Rita was in charge of implementing that law.
Ask me my position on this Superfund legislation. I resented them casting nefarious evildoers as being these businesses that had polluted. I resented the...
In fact, Rita Lavelle talked to us for 7 hours, not just about Superfund. She started at the beginning.
We were a very strong Catholic family. I was always interested in politics.
A certain flavor of politics.
I supported Reagan. I was known as the radical wing.
As in very small government, very big military. Rita's worldview is shaped by tragedy.
In 1968, my junior year in college, my brother, my next oldest brother, Patrick, was killed in Vietnam. And it was very traumatic for me. And I, to this day, blame Lyndon Johnson for pulling back the support of the troops at Khe Sanh. And I feel that my brother was murdered, as were a lot of other young men at that point.
In the late 1960s, Rita Lavelle attends a women's Catholic college in Northern California, which includes some classes at UC Berkeley. Yeah, that Berkeley. Hub of liberal radical protests for free speech and against the Vietnam War.
The leaders of the liberal movements never worked. Never worked. They had money all the way through school. They could go and do these demonstrations. They never really even had to appear in class.
But Rita Lavelle and her conservative friends, well, they protest the protesters, naturally.
We were on TV and so forth, countering the movements in the quote-unquote supposedly spontaneous, but we knew they weren't demonstrations and they were blowing up with bombs and fires and everything else, banks and industries, quite a bit like Antifa today.
Eventually, Rita's work with the college Republicans lands her a job in the office of the Republican governor, Ronald Reagan. And then, after a stint at a defense contractor, she is asked to follow President Reagan to Washington. It's 1982, and Lavelle is tapped for the number two job at the EPA, assistant administrator to run this new Superfund program. Superfund is supposed to be used to clean up toxic waste sites and to make polluters pay for their past sins. It's a big job, and Rita Lavelle is all of 34. She's got a background in chemistry and industry, but not environment issues. So, how is she received at the EPA?
They hated me.
Before Rita Lavelle is even confirmed, someone is calling time out.
No matter what anybody said, we knew there was a problem. We knew it deep in our soul.
Remember Penny Newman? She's the angry activist mom in Southern California. whose town has been overrun by toxic chemicals from a nearby dump site called the Stringfellow Acid Pits. She and other parents are terrified their kids are being exposed to carcinogens. And by 1982, Penny has waited years for the government to act.
I saw that she had worked with Aerojet, and we were very alarmed.
Rita's most recent employer is Aerojet General, which made rocket engines for warplanes, missiles, and the space shuttle program.
Since reaction power was first applied to flight, Aerojet General Corporation has led in rocket propulsion. But further, its concepts and products carry man ever closer to mastery of the seas below and of space above.
What is not in that promotional audio? It's that Aerojet is one of hundreds of companies that dump toxic waste sludge into the Stringfellow acid pits. Rita worked in communications for the company, which she's now going to hold accountable. Fox citing in the regulatory henhouse.
It was kind of like, well, here we have this great law, but if it doesn't get implemented, it's not any good to us.
And Penny, that angry mom, she ain't having it. So she and her neighbors scrape up some cash.
I'd never been in an airplane. I'd never been to D.C. So it was a big undertaking. And I was the only one to testify against her at her confirmation hearing.
So Penny testifies, nothing happens. Rita Lavelle is confirmed. Welcome to Washington.
I felt like I was being patted on the head and dismissed in a very patronizing way. So I was pretty disgusted with it. But I still had the belief that, okay, people are put in a place to do their job, so they will watch them. And so maybe we'll be okay.
But there's this thing about Washington that I've learned after living in this town for a very long time. See, when a party wins an election, it doesn't just control the bully pulpit and pick people to run the cabinet agencies. It also tilts how those agencies regulate, who they punish, whether they punish, how they spend their enforcement money or their cleanup money.
Elections mean something, okay?
That's Jim Tozzi. In the early 80s, he works in the White House budget office in the Reagan administration. Tozzi has a lot of power to block regulations deemed too costly. And later, he will become a lobbyist for big tobacco and other industries. He's a Washington graybeard. I've talked with him plenty of times over the years. And I met him outside to talk politics and regulations.
I don't think you're going to change the law of gravity, the water goes downhill. And I don't think you're going to change the idea that elections mean something. And to the extent they can help the people in their party, they're going to come first. Nor do I think anything's wrong with it. Elections mean something.
So, in comes Rita Lavelle to run a big new government program in a rather free market sort of way.
I was an ideologue consistent with their ideology. I could be trusted, and they could put me in a position of responsibility, and I would perform.
Now, this is about the time she clashes with this resistance of these little people on the EPA staff who know where the tunnels are. Let's just say a lot of them are skeptical of Rita.
Rita Lavelle was basically a stamp licker and an envelope stuffer from wherever she came from out in California.
Attorney Ed Current is working on Superfund enforcement when Rita comes in as his boss. Now, we heard from him earlier. Ed is the one who went up to the big boss, agency head Ann Gorsuch, who proceeded to tell him she planned to eliminate his job. And now his new supervisor is Rita Lavelle.
She didn't have a clue about what was going on. She was being told what to do. She loved bragging about, I was at the White House the other day. I was over here. I was up on the hill.
But for Rita Lavelle, it gets worse. Here is how Anne talks about Rita in her memoir. Here's the voice of our colleague at Here and Now, producer Georgelina Manarea.
When I first saw Rita Lavelle, I was not favorably impressed. That may sound cruel, but it is the truth. The woman does not make a favorable physical impression. She's overweight, an unnatural blonde, and her appearance is blousy.
What? This may sound cruel? Can we just cringe collectively at this awful commentary about Rita's appearance? Talk about a double standard. I mean, tell me the last time you heard this about a man. Anyway, Rita Lavelle knows that her staff is whispering about her.
Everybody was laughing at these Reagan appointees, especially, you know, over cocktails and in the bars, because they were outsiders. They thought they knew how to change things, and their positions were stupid. They're just imbeciles.
There is, of course, a reason for this pushback. Don't forget, Rita Lavelle is not even a fan of the environmental law that she's supposed to enforce. And pretty soon, Rita is in her own toxic mess. That was an excerpt of Captured, a new series from Here and Now and WBUR Podcasts. What mess does Rita find herself in? You can listen to the whole series at the Here and Now podcast feed. Just scroll down to Captured.